How should a person who doesn't observe daily prayers or recite the Holy Quran be treated by his family members, particularly his wife with whom he has to spend his life?
You see, it is like sharing one's life with a dead man. But still, as long as he is the husband, you have to do whatever is due to you, to your husband, from the Islamic point of view. Be good in worldly things and let him realize that his partner, who regularly says prayer, is a better partner in so many ways, well-behaved, better behaved, and this partner seems to have benefited from what she's pursuing. So that should be the practical example which you must stick to, and should never change your attitude of kindness and goodness to that husband. Again, we have in the Holy Quran the example of the wife of Pharaoh. What worse husband could you imagine than Pharaoh for a poor wife who was a believer? And the advice rendered to her was, pray to Allah. Seek help from her, from him. And this is the second advice. First of all, your conduct should be exceptionally good, exemplary conduct. And secondly, pray to Allah to change that husband's heart. And again, the third advice is that you should see to it that you be more kind to your children than before, attach them more towards you, so that they escape the evil influence of the husband, or if it's not evil, at least dead influence of the husband, and they are more gravitated towards you to learn the Holy Quran, the prayers, and all the good things of life from you, because you're now practically a single-parent family. As far as Islam goes, the other partner is not helping at all. You have to trudge along on one wheel alone. Greater effort is required for that. Right?